This is Dr. Joe Webb of the What They Think Economics and Research Center with our report of the third quarter 2010 printing industry profits. All this is copyright 2010 by What They Think. We had quite a good report, considering where we've been, that's for sure. The third quarter profits were $1.1 billion. As always, these are subject to revision, which was about 5% of sales. So this is a profits before interest and taxes, so that's a very, very good level for us. The inflation-adjusted profits for the trailing four quarters now got up to $2.1 billion, and we had a quarter in there with a loss, which brought that down. So that's good news. Last quarter was about $1 billion, so we had two quarters that canceled each other out before that. The 2009 calendar profits, they are still revising those data. So that always makes us a bit cautious about any of the data that we use. Originally, they were reported at $700 million. Now they're down all the way to $130 million. So we see that changing. The reason for the profits increasing is that our costs are changing. And from a 50,000-foot level, looking at our industry, we have companies that are successful and companies that are not successful. And all of the economic pressure has pushed the companies that were not successful out of the business. This didn't really change market prices. Market prices are more affected by budgets being allocated to many different kinds of media. But what it did was it left the profitable companies behind who could make money at these market prices, and any volume that the weak printers had now goes over to those profitable companies, and those companies are at a different point on the economies of scale curve, meaning that every additional dollar they bring in has a larger level of profit because their fixed costs are covered. This is the way it's all supposed to work. And that has made them more profitable, even though shipments have gone down. And when you think about, and we'll see it on the chart, when you think about the fact that this is the largest level of profits in a quarter that we've had since the third quarter of 2007, this is a pretty amazing thing, because when you look at the industry shipments of 2007, the shipments that we have today are 19% lower. So we've had a major downfall or downdraft in industry shipments, yet we are producing profits. And that's very, very good news. That shows the extent of the change. That's really incredible. Now, this situation is made a little bit better by the fact that shipments went up a little bit during the summer. And it looks suspiciously like it's related to the election. Now, we haven't had an election bump in shipments for quite a long time. Now, we shouldn't get too excited about this, because one of the things that happened is that there were a lot of grassroots-level campaigns that used print and used some small amounts of direct mail in that process, partly because getting onto broadcast, even cable broadcast, was too expensive for them. And there was just a lot of that kind of activity going on, and we don't know if it's going to be repeated again when we get another congressional cycle compounded by or enhanced by a presidential cycle in 2012. So this little increase that we had will probably disappear. And one of the reasons that we think it will is that the October shipments were not as high, or as did not increase as much as they did in the prior month. So we see it kind of petering out a little bit. So it looks like we're getting back on track to our secular downward turn because of the changes in media. So this means that even though profits are better, the pressures that made them better are still going to be there, and there's going to be still a tremendous pressure on the weak printing company to either exit the business or sell their book of business in a tuck-in and move that volume to a more profitable company. So if you've been on the side that the industry has too much capacity, and then this is what's happening. I've never been in that camp at all, but by saying those kinds of things in the past, and you say, oh, the industry has way too much capacity, this is the kind of time that you've been waiting for. You've been wanting this this kind of shakeout to occur, and perhaps there wasn't as much of a realization of what it meant in terms of the purchase of new capital equipment and things like that. But basically, you've been wanting this to happen for decades, and here it is. So we have an industry that's undergoing a decline in demand, but its profits are going up, and that does happen, and it's and some of it has to do with the lack of business loans being available to printers, so weak companies cannot get equipment that they might otherwise get in another time. So they're being squeezed out in so many different ways. And then if any of the print business owners had personal loans guaranteeing their business, and their business has been having trouble, personally they're having a lot of problems in it. So that's one of the reasons why so many of these businesses close. So those forces for consolidation, even though the economy is getting better and our industry looks like it's getting better, those forces there for acquiring capital and deploying it into new capital investment are still very, very strong. So only the healthiest, the printers, will be able to do that. The election bump being gone is going to cause a serious problem sometime in 2011, because the media shift that's occurring is still quite strong, and it's only going to be enhanced by tablet PCs and a lot of things that are happening in handheld computing. The postal trends are still very, very negative. Even though we've seen a little increase in direct mail, when you combine it with first-class mail, you still have a net decrease. So what's happening is more and more businesses are changing any first-class mailings that they would have had to qualify for direct mail, and there's still that shift into a postcards and smaller format mailing. Overall, the recovery basically will be considered complete after this fourth quarter GDP number comes out, and all that means is that the economy's GDP measurement is going to be larger than when the recession started for the first time in 3 years. But it doesn't mean that the economy is healthy or that it's going to be taking off, and that shouldn't concern us all that much, because print is negatively correlated. What that means is that the stronger the economy is, the more money that's spent in the technologies that avoid print. So we basically have to confront the idea that the media landscape is changing, and we've got to get involved in that. And we can't sit around waiting for the economy to get better so that we get better, or hunker down waiting for the problems to pass us by. And I think anybody who hunkered down has been penalized enough in this situation. Let's look at some of the charts. On page 4, you see the profits chart, and you see that incredible divergence right at the lower right-hand corner of the chart, where the profit line, the blue line, is going up, even though the sales line is still very much down toward the bottom of the chart. On slide 3, we have a sense, this is an interesting way of looking at things, that one of the things tracked by the Bureau of Labor Statistics is the layoffs due to bankruptcies. And a lot of the laid-off workers end up being employed in other printers, or in other industries for that matter. And we see that this peaked in 2001. That was the first big downturn that we had. And then it seems to have peaked in the third quarter of 2009. The percentage of layoffs compared to total industry employment has really backed off a lot. So it appears that things are stabilizing rather considerably. Now, one of the things that might be happening is on slide 6, and this is what we've seen on the content creation side of the business. The top line, that goldish kind of line, is advertising. And even though advertising may not be where it was, the things that are occurring in advertising agencies are not necessarily advertising related. For example, social media and the expenditures exerted there